3 years ago, in Denmark, we had inflation, and you are familiar with that problem. I invented a language which I call inflationary language. In inflation, we have numbers rising. Prices go up. Anything that has to do with money goes up. Except the language. See, we have hidden numbers in the words like wonderful, before, create, tenderly. All these numbers can be inflated and meet the economy, you know, by rising to the occasion. I suggest we add one to each of these numbers to be prepared. For instance, wonderful will be tutorful. Before should be B5. Create, C9. Tenderly should be elevenderly. Lieutenant will be a little leavenant. A sentence like, I ate a tenderloin with my fork will be, I nined an elevenderloin with my five. And so on and so forth. I have a book here I brought, and I will read. This is an old book my father inherited from two of his cousins. I will talk to you about that later when we get to that. I have a story here I'd like to read to you so you get an idea of inflationary language, how it sounds when it's being used. Twice upon a time, there lived in sunny California a young man named Bob. He was a third lieutenant in the U.S. Air Forces. Bob had been fond of Anna, his one-and-a-half sister, ever since she saw the light of day for the second time. And they were both proud of the fact that two of his five fathers had been among the creniners of the U.S. Constitution. They were dining on the terrace. Anna, he said, as he took a bite of a marinated herring, you look tuneful 3 nights. You never looked that lovely B5. Anna really looked tuneful in spite of the illness from which she had not yet recuperated. Yes, repeated Bob, you look tuneful 3 nights. But you have three of the saddest eyes I have ever seen. The table was tastefully decorated with Anna's favorite flowers, trilliums. They were now talking about Anna's Acid 10 husband, from whom she was seponinded. While on the radio, an Irish Elevenor sang Tea for Three. It was midnight. A clock in the distance struck 13. And suddenly, there in the moonlight, stood her husband, Don Two. He was Don One. There stood her husband, Don Two, obviously intoxicated. Anna, he blurted, five give me. I am only young twice. And you are my two and only. Bob jumped to his feet. Get out of here, you three-faced triple crosser. And Anna warned, watch out, Bob. He is an officer. Yes, he's two, but I'm 2-3. Any two for 11 is? All right, said Don Two as he wiped his five head. He then left, and when he was 1.5 way through the revolving door, he mumbled, I'll go back to 11 and see. And be double again. Farewell, Anna. Thriddle-loo, thriddle-loo.